I'm Mary Engish with VPR News. Vermont's Public Utility Commission will continue holding its hearings remotely throughout the summer. And the commission says it may even allow more virtual hearings into the future as it adopts new post-pandemic policies. The three-member board regulates public utilities in Vermont and has been holding remote meetings for the past 15 months. After September 1st, the panel will start in-person hearings and workshops, but continue holding status conferences remotely. In an order issued last week, the commission said video conferences save time and help reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The PUC's Montpelier hearing room is being upgraded to allow hybrid in-person and remote events. Hundreds of people filled City Hall Park in Burlington yesterday for the city's first ever Juneteenth celebration. Burlington's Office of Racial Equity, Inclusion and Belonging hosted the day-long event, which celebrated African-American culture with musical performances, art installations, food vendors and more. Juneteenth is the commemoration and celebration of the ending of slavery in the United States. And while this was the first official Juneteenth in Burlington, it is a widely celebrated event in other parts of the country. Skylar Nash worked on the planning committee. He said the celebration exceeded his expectations.
To now having this where everybody, like you said, is walking around maskless and smiling and healthy and, you know, together and giving hugs and shaking hands, it's like the best thing in the world.
Organizers say there are plans to make Juneteenth an annual celebration in the Queen City. And the U.S.-Canada border will remain closed to non-essential travel for another month until July 21st. That's according to Bill Blair, Canada's Minister of Public Safety. Blair tweeted on Friday that the government will have more updates on Monday about safety requirements for Canadians and permanent residents who are allowed to enter